Francis, thank you. We're going to change tack. We're going to give thanks for one of the Lord's brothers who's been a gift to us over this last while. I think we all know him. He's been in London since 2007, although he had 2 years in the United States, 2009 to 2011. Came back in 2011, served Koinonia, and then in 2013, having served in Koinonia in different roles alongside particularly Mark Jordan as he was leading Koinonia in those days, Joe took over the main leadership, the what we call the Koinonia director's role in 2013, and has been doing that for the last 7 years. And you're probably aware, I think we've said this in other contexts, JP's going to take that role on, and Joe's going to be going to Lebanon to be part of a new household of servants of the word in Beirut, which is fantastic. Well, we're going to hear from Joe a little bit later. We can't sort of, I sort of want to turn my screen around and point it at Joe in some way, but I'm not sure that will work very well. So we'll try and keep some order here. And I've got three people who are just going to say a few words. We can't do this in the way we would love to, but I've asked three people to come and share. And I'd like, if possible, to do in this order. Bob, if you'd go first, and then Mercy, and then Stephen. And if you're not there, then somehow I will find that out. But I think you're all there. Bob.
Yes, thanks. I'm delighted to say a few things about Joe. One particular aspect is he delights to build spaces for other people. I've worked closely with Joe on some situations, largely in meals. And he's a man who has large meals or small meals, but there are some characteristics in them. They're always relationship-based. You feel like, as an individual, you're welcome there. It's an environment of respect where you're linked with other people. You don't feel like you're off on the side someplace. The other thing is he willingly and quite ably spends time and energy to build those environments. Indeed, most of my experiences with meals with Joe, it's a delight. I'd say one other thing about Joe, he's determined, dogged even, for God's kingdom and how to bring men and women and young people to know the Lord and choose for the Lord to build a place where they can flourish. I guess the last thing is the personal care that he's given me in this lockdown period, the last 12 weeks, he's done all my shopping for me. And it's personal, it's specific, and his approach seems to be, this is important. What I'm doing for you is important. And the experience I have is, I'm important. I very much appreciate it. I understand that some other people he's been serving in the same way. And I'm sure they experience the same thing as they are important because Joe is doing it. So Joe, thanks very much. Our loss is Lebanon's gain. Blessings on you.
So, Joe, I've been asked to say a few words as well, and I was delighted when I was asked. In fact, I needed no encouragement. I, a bit of background for those who don't know how much Joe has done with me and for me. He's just a wonderful co-worker in the vineyard, I feel. I feel like Joe and I have worked together on Koinonia. I, as a trustee, he is Koinonia director. For many, many years. And it has sometimes felt, actually quite often felt like working in the heat of the day, you know, in the vineyard. And Joe then stops and turns to you and gives you a drink in more ways than one. You know, he's extremely, I know he's an excellent cook and he's a foodie. And he and I have spent many hours talking about menus and food and recipes and food logistics. We both love talking about catering for large groups. And it's a way in which he loves people very well. So Joe, we've done a lot together in Koinonia as me as a trustee, you as a director, and then also in the, on the formations program, we've done a lot of praying and planning and discussing together. So that's sort of the background to my, some of my relationship with Joe, but I would say Joe is, to me, most important. He's a great friend. And when I was thinking about this, I thought, he's 20 years younger than me. I could be his mother. Mm-hmm. And yet it's a friendship that goes on despite or through all of that. And he's really a friend who's reached, you've reached out to me, Joe, in times of joy and in times of sorrow. I have lovely memories of you sort of sending me messages on my birthday and also getting in touch with me just after my mum died. You know, you're there at all those times, and thank you for that. You're incredibly wise. I learn a lot from you. I really experience you as a co-worker in the vineyard. We're both working for the Lord. I felt very sad when I found out yesterday morning you were leaving. I felt really sad, and I was reminded of a passage in the book of Acts. It's in chapter 20 when Paul is visiting one of the many places he visits, and when he'd spoken to the people there, he kneels down and he prays with them, and they all weep because they know, because he said so, that this is the last time that they will see him. That's how I felt yesterday. I hope that's not going to happen to you and me. And yet, we don't know. We don't know when we're going to see each other again. I do have a lot of hope that we will see each other in eternity. And I will say, those of you who may not know this about Joe, but he really goes after people. He is somebody who, for me, embodies that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. You know, he really wants people to know their Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And he will just doggedly, as Bob said, he'll go after people. He'll love them and feed them into the kingdom. And Joe, I love you very much, and already miss you, but I will make sure that we get to see each other before you go. God bless you.
So I was quite sad to be asked to honor Joe today, because it made me realize that I've just got used to him being around, helping, running Koinonia, making enormous Lebanese meals. But after 11 years, he is actually leaving us next week. And he deserves a lot more of a send-off than we're able to give him right now. But we all know that if that barbecue actually happened, Joe would try and run all of it. So at least we've been spared that. Service is the first thing to say about Joe, of course. He's a man for others, both by nature and by decision. He doesn't seem to notice himself at all, really, and he's very alert to other people's needs and quick to help them. His courtesy to guests is legendary. In some ways, he's the perfect British gentleman, and I've learned a lot from him in that regard. We've had to rein him in a bit at times. I remember going into the kitchen with Aroni to kidnap Joe at a Seventh of Wed retreat, because after cooking the whole dinner for us, he decided that instead of eating with us, he should get a head start on the washing up. As the mission director of Koinonia since 2013, he's really been responsible for running the mission of Koinonia on the ground. And he said to me last week that when he was starting, he was pretty sure they'd picked the wrong guy. But since there was not really anyone else around to do it, he'd just do his best. And he knew that he was tenacious enough to stick it out at least. Well, he definitely is tenacious enough, but he's got some other qualities which I think made him absolutely the right man for the job. He has so much faith, as he put it earlier, that God is at work today, and he's helped lots of people to see that in their own lives too. And I've already mentioned his hospitality, and his enormous banquets have turned out to be the perfect antidote to the isolation that many of London students feel. And they've been the secret battery powering Koinonia's mission for some time now. But one more quality to mention is his gift of pastoral care. I remember asking Joe, I remember Joe telling me once that he was actually kept up at night by all of the young men in Antioch, because there were so many around, but which of them would choose to be disciples and who was going to pastor them? Well, Joe, to a large extent, you did. In small groups in Koinonia, on your days off, just by being around guys, you've pastored so many of us both in London and in the region, and we really appreciate it. And it's not just that men you've had an impact on or just people in Koinonia. Look at the number of people in Antioch formations. A lot of us stayed in part because of you and your witness and your being around. But even though I hope to have established that you were eminently suited for the role that you had in Koinonia, I do mostly just want to honor you for sticking at it for all these years. It's really tough work. It's a rough job, but somebody had to do it and you did it really well without complaining for a long time. And I hope the Lord shows you some of the fruit of that and blesses you in your next chapter in Lebanon. We'll certainly miss you a lot.